This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the new Atlanta child murders.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics. Everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Okay, and again, we will start the show. How you guys doing this evening, this nice Friday evening? Well, we'll see how nice it's going to be with this subject we have tonight. We're going to be talking about the new Atlanta child murders. Now, what I didn't know was that these murders were done in 1979 through 1981. I think that's it. And as far as I can remember, I don't know a lot about them. But at that time, Dick Gregory was still living, and he made a statement. As a matter of fact, he spoke with a reporter at the American Black Journal, and he was saying that the reporter said, Dick Gregory gives us a thought-provoking update and commentary on the disturbing trend of unexpected deaths like that of Kendrick Johnson and Trayvon Martin, and how their deaths are actually tied to an age-old covert practice of diabolical organ stealing and murder, as has been the case with the infamous Atlanta child murders of the 1970s and 1980s. Many people felt that the authorities were not making sufficient progress towards solving the killings, the case in which all of the victims were young and black, had stirred a great deal of concern in the black community and sparked a lot of criticism of law enforcement authorities. Most thought some white racist group, such as the Ku Klux Klan, was responsible. They also believed the young black man eventually charged and convicted in the case, Wayne Williams, was railroaded. Now, as I said previously, I don't know a lot about this, but Dick Gregory was saying the people were spending most of their conversation exploring his views on the Atlanta case. At the time of the broadcast that he was doing, the case had included more than 20 victims. So this is a serious situation. And I had seen one of the mothers on television either yesterday or day before, and she was saying that her daughter was an introvert and that she never would have purposely gone to anybody to ask them anything. So So we don't know, but she was saying that she didn't see her child, but someone did, and they told her that she was tied to a tree and her lip and her ear had been removed. So I don't know. I don't know. And Dick Gregory was saying that this is organ related. They're stealing organs. Now, I'm not sure if you remember about the federal government. I don't know if it was the federal government or not. But there was a young man, and I was listening to him. And I don't know if he was from a gang or whatever. But he said if he was sick, and maybe he had kidney disease, if he needed a kidney, he said he's not going to sit up and wait for his number to come up on the registry. He said what he's going to do is he's going to check and see who has the organ donor sticker or whatever it is that you have on your license. That he and whoever else works with him, they're going to check this out. And they're going to find somebody who has the same blood type as he does. And he said, you know, then that person will check them out and see if they're, you know, healthy. He said, but if they are and they're a good candidate, they're going to have an accident. They're going to make it look like an accident. But evidently he has a group of people who it's like, you know, from one spot to the other. You have someone that's going to run into this particular person in a car or wherever you can find them and kill them. Then you have to have a funeral home that will take that. And, you know, they're going to take the organs. So I guess that's how you get them. I don't know, but it sounds bizarre to me. But I can't say that it's not happening. I cannot say that. The only thing I can say is I don't trust the government, which is why I don't take pneumonia shots or any of that stuff. Because they do like to experiment with you. And I'm going to go for a commercial right now. But when we come back, we're going to get into more of that. And if you have a comment to make or if you'd like to ask a question, I may or may not be able to answer it. But if you'd like to ask a question, I will surely try. So we'll be back.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband, and in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org. for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
Just Jamine is a natural line of luxury creams and lotions. From our creamy shea to our thick frappe and our therapeutic body butter, we have eliminated the petroleum, the alcohol, and the water, and use natural oils and raw shea butter. Our products are made for the hair and the body naturally. For more information, visit us at justjameen.com or call us at 313-279-1494. That's www.justjameen.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back with the Jenny White Show, and we're talking tonight about the new Atlanta child murders. And as I was saying previously, Dick Gregory, before he passed away, was saying that that's just a covert practice of stealing organs. It was, I think it was 26 black children who were being murdered. And they picked up a guy named Wayne Williams. And of course, they didn't charge him with any of the murders, but it was like well known that they thought he was the one. I don't know if they knew he wasn't, but they charged him with other things. And people just thought, you know, it was somebody they just picked up so they could stop raising their voices. And after that, they closed the cases. With all those 26 people, mostly young females, and I have seen where they said there were some adult females in there too, but I don't think it was very many males in there. And Dick Gregory went on to point out that the large number of victims, without any of them being able to get away, and statements by victims' mothers about the conditions of the body. Gregory maintains that even the FBI had been baffled by the case. He further defends his position by citing examples of the CIA tests of LSD on its own people and the infamous Tuskegee syphilis experiment. We all remember that one, in which treatment for the disease was withheld from infected black men so that the doctors could study the effects of the disease. How about that for your federal government? And Gregory said, in his view, the killings were related to interferon research, which was then a relatively new substance that was considered very promising for the treatment of cancer. He said some of the children may still be alive in a lab somewhere. So we don't know what went on. All we know is that these people went missing from 1979 to 1981. A couple of years this was going on. People were getting killed, and no one was held accountable. So, I don't know. If you have a question or answer, or even would like to make a statement, you can call me and maybe enlighten me, because I don't understand. That's a lot of young ladies, as I said before. One of the mothers was looking for her daughter. Her daughter was excited because she was supposed to be going to a play or something, and they had to pick up tickets. But first she had to go to her girlfriend's house for some kind of project. I think she was about 12. And there is a documentary on that. There was one before, but mom noticed that it was getting late, and she called the house that her daughter was supposed to be, and the parent told her she never made it. So now I'm thinking, This is 79 through 81. And you have a child out there who's about 12, and she's walking somewhere alone? I don't know. Maybe I'm paranoid. I don't know. I just don't think that I would even allow my grandson to go anywhere. As a matter of fact, he asked me to, could he walk the dog around the block? And I said no, because it's just so much that happens. And you have to watch your children, and if they go anywhere, you probably have to take them and go pick them up and bring them back if no one else is going to bring them back. But you have to know where your children are at all times, if you can. If you can. Sometimes I know it's kind of hard to keep up with them. And then what's even harder is for you to be a paranoid parent. And you keep them home a lot of the time, or, you know, just being paranoid. It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know, but I have someone who might be able to explain some stuff to me. Okay, you're on the air. We're talking about the new child murders. How you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, I just tuned in, wanted to participate a little bit. Now, why are you calling them the new child murders?
That's what the, well, that was what they had written on the news. And I just added it, and I thought about that too. But it's just the Atlanta child murders. You're right. I agree.
Oh, I thought it was something new that come out. You must have read
No, this is from 1979, because I did reference Dick Gregory. And I think he passed in 2017.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been something new going on. But, no, like you said, you have to, you know, watch your kids as closely as you can. You know, I see a lot of young kids going to school in the mornings or coming home, and they don't look like they're... Yeah, alone. They don't look like they're old enough to cross the streets, you know, sometimes. So
that's
you never know what's going on in people's homes, and it's a lot of predators out here.
You're right. A lot of predators.
Yeah, so. You know, we don't get a lot of alerts, and it's not a big hoopla when black kids or black people come up missing, you know, so... It's not a priority. So, you know, you
I know that I know that there's a lot of sex trafficking as well. And
yeah.
I thought maybe it was more so along that line. But when Dick Gregory was saying that he was just so sure that it was organ stealing, that never crossed my mind. And then, like I said, I heard this other guy who was giving an interview, and he said, no, if I need an organ, I'm not going to sit up and wait on this list. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah,
I would never have believed this. You know what? It's a lot of stuff that goes on that I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, the comment on this guy who said he was on the waiting list for a transplant, you know, his plot would probably backfire, you know, just based on the process. You know, if it's a waiting list, it's a waiting list, even though, you know, he probably thought he would, you know, do his due diligence as far as a match and all that. You know, it would probably not work out that way. And the funeral home definitely wouldn't be harvesting organs, because organs, you know, only have so long before you can use them. You know, that's why a lot of times they'll be transported by helicopter, you know, it's an emergency situation, or put on ice, you know, so you don't have a lot of time, you know, with these organs. And so it sounded good, but I don't necessarily think that that would work. You know, you mess around and kill somebody, and somebody else end up getting the organ, and you're still in the same situation. You just help somebody else out by killing somebody. You know, so. Oh, I can't hear you now.
Even the funeral home people, you know, they know this.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me now?
You sound real faint. Sound like you.
Okay, can you hear me now better?
Yeah, I can hear you clear now.
Okay. It's like a chain of people, you know, that you have to have. So you know how that goes. I guess it's like the mob, you know. I didn't know that there were still mobs, or I hadn't even thought about it, until one of these mobsters got killed recently. And somebody said he was so-and-so and so-and-so, the mob boss's son or somebody. So that's, it's really interesting to me.
Oh, yeah.
Those things were still going on.
Well, the mob's not going anywhere. I mean, you're always going to have underground. There's always going to be a black market for something, or, you know, underground. Everything, you know, isn't legal. So, and everybody isn't legal. Some people, you know, make their money on illegal gains. You know, that's how a lot of the people that are rich in America, you know, probably all over the world, you know, a lot of the rich families have acquired their wealth through illegal means. You know, the Kennedys through, you know, back, you know, in Prohibition, through illegal alcohol, you know, by bootlegging. And, you know, so a lot of wealth has been created from illegal gains. But, yeah, the mob, I'm sure they're still going strong.
I guess so. I just don't want to run into any of them.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think you got to worry about the mob. Probably have to worry about the John Burke
Next
Society.
Door neighbor.
Yeah, they are that too. The Ku Klux Klan. Or like you say, the next door neighbor.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot going on out here. But you can't, you know, stay in the house.
Oh, no, you have to live.
You have to live, so.
You just have to, you know, just have to pray and keep it moving.
I know that's
right.
Keep
your head
on
the swivel, as they say.
Okay, hold on. Caller, I got someone else who'd like to make a comment or ask a question. Hi, you're on the air with Jenny White.
And how are you this evening, Miss Jenny White?
I'm just fine. How are you doing, Miss Payne?
having a pain. You know, I was around during the time of when Dick Gregory, you know, he was my favorite comedian and, you know, and a civil rights activist. And he was talking about how this interferon, when he because let me put it this way, Kenneth Copeland Ministries staged a weekend in Atlanta to pray for the city because so many children were coming up missing, and so I just took a plane for that weekend, you know, down to there to be, you know, the big massive auditorium for prayer and all of that, and we had a wonderful time, and I met some friends there, but. The thing that got me was what Dick Gregory said. He said, listen, he said, it's something about, if I can remember clearly, now it's been a long time, it's something about the melanin in the, let me put it this way, in the genital organs of a black man that was needed in order to make this drug work for people who have cancer and whether who can afford this type of treatment. And I remember talking over with my supervisor what he said. And my supervisor, who's a black man, he said, that's ludicrous, that's crazy. You know, he didn't believe it. But a lot of the things that Dick Gregory was saying, it was needed for their cancer research or their cancer to make it work like it was supposed to. And a lot of people laughed at Dick Gregory, but it kept on. Now, when they arrested Wayne Williams, he was some type of talent scout person working in the neighborhood. And you know how loud mouth he was around 23. Well, no, not nothing like that. But then when the FBI came in, from what I can understand, they started looking around the man's house and they found some type of threads or some type of this or some type of that. In other words, it sounded like it was a case that was planted against him just to cool off the whole thing, to keep the black neighborhoods quiet. But a lot of people said that man didn't do it. And the last time I heard him speak, it was been about 25 years he's been in jail, if I'm not mistaken, or longer. And he talked about, they said, well, how he acted during that time. You know how, you know, as a young black man, we know he was who knows how to use the King's English, you know. And he said, that was me those years ago. He said, but I never did anything. And then he had a woman who was an attorney. Her name was Mary something. But the case was really stacked against him. There was no way he could have gotten out of that. And he said, I didn't do anything. I haven't done anything to anyone, you know, all of this. But somehow they got us through it. So they blamed him for it, and then they closed the case down. A lot
right.
of the mothers said no one believed that he did it. Yeah, and then he got a letter from his attorney saying that she was coming off the case or whatever. He really didn't have good representation at all. But everything was just stacked against him.
Good representation. They just want an escape goat.
Yeah, that's all it is. I was just looking at
black people's mouths.
Yeah. I was just looking at television a few moments ago about this girl that was killed some years ago, the woman's twin sister. And she has put up a reward of $100,000. And she's using the billboards because she saw it in this movie where this, I don't know, his grandmother's mother put in trying to find out who killed her daughter, you know, they're white. Okay. And, so she put up $100,000 and she's putting it all on the billboard. You know anything about this? Come forward. You know who's got that kind of money? An everyday black person has that kind of money to put up in order to get someone to come through and talk about it. You don't have it.
Did she get anyone?
Who can afford that kind of? Beg your pardon. We don't have that kind of money running around in the black neighborhood, to my understanding. This thing came this way. You know where you can put up. For someone to come up to state something that's make it worth their while, to put their name out there, you know, to say, I know this, thus and so, this, all this happened. We don't have that. We don't have it at all. And here she is.
No, we don't have the money. We don't have the resources. And we have to depend on law enforcement. And
if
law enforcement is no good, what do we do? Where's our...
We don't have it. We're just out there, you know. My girlfriend, in her African Centered on Facebook, she pointed out that there were someone, organization, they said about 64,000 black women are missing. Now, who's looking for those women? And like I said before, when I was coming out of the supermarket some months ago, this man was standing there working with the church. He was trying to sell certain things and books and things. He said, we're trying to get some money so that we can go and have them try to look into trying to find some of these missing women that's been missing, you know, for the longest, 64,000 black women, African-American women, and no one. But it's happening. We don't have control in our own neighborhoods where, you know, where and Dick Gregory came up with the fact, he said, this is the government doing this. It's the government. He's the only big person who can get out and do things like this, you know. But they blamed it on Wayne Williams. He's continuously said that I didn't do it. I was falsely accused. That he didn't have the money, and the representation he had was not sufficient. And the whole case was just stacked against him. Who can fight that? And this is the biggest problem we have with our justice system, especially when it comes down to African Americans.
Yeah,
That's
why they chose Mr. Williams and closed up all the cases to shut people's mouths.
That's all. That's all it is. Another big problem we have in the black community, we have a lot of single-parent households. A lot of these women are trying to get out here and work, and it makes that child more vulnerable because there's no one there to pick them up and drive them back and all that, because you've got to maintain a job just to keep three squares on the table and the lights and gas and the rent paid. You're trying to do all this. So then how can you do it? The money is not enough. The salaries are not enough. Sure, if they raise the minimum wage, what do you have? Then they cut down the how many people they need, you know.
Now they say they need $15. Okay, I understand that. But then, in order to get you $15, they got a kiosk in Mickey D's right now. You can go there and start pressing buttons, and it can do everything that the girl behind the counter was doing. Only she's out of a job now.
So you're getting your $15, but, you know, how long, you know? That's something. That is something that we have until we really have some type of control in the black neighborhood. And then, from what I can see, you're supposed to be able to get child care from the welfare office and stuff. How much do they pay for this child care? A lot of child care businesses have closed down because when we had that barrage of people losing their jobs and the factories laying off, it hurt a lot of the daycare, so they had to close. And the ones that are open, you're nervous about. If they can't, you know, keep it up to standard, who's watching that? I remember seeing on the on Facebook a little baby, like something had bit the baby or chewed him or beat him up all over. She took her baby to the daycare that morning, and when she saw him, it was blotches of blood and everything all over. But somebody looked at, like he'd been attacked by some kind of an animal or person, a bit all over, you know? You just don't know. We have a lot of things, and then getting them back and forth to school, it would seem like the school would work along with the parents. But they have their set rules, and, you know, and you have a job you have to go to in order, and getting them to school and getting them back and things like that. We're really working against one another. But that's my understanding of the Atlanta child murders back then. And he pointed out that it was some type of need that they had, especially from the black male child. And at a certain age, they would need it in order to make this so-called cancer treatment work.
I still don't understand. Are you saying that the melanin?
The melanin. I think that's what he said. It's been years when I realized. Isn't that the color? About the color within the male organ.
That's in the male organ. That's in his organs, and they have to get it. I don't understand that.
I don't either, but that was what Dick Gregg was talking about. That it's there and it has to be extracted. I don't know if they have to kill him to extract him. I don't know. But that's what he was talking about.
I don't know. Maybe that's why they castrated so many black men in the South.
That could be. It could be. Just to be an honor, too. That's one big problem that we're faced with. So it seems like one
something
problem,
they'll tell it to another one.
You're going to get rebellious children, okay? Children are just going to try your patience. They're just going to try you. And a lot of times they try you and they get caught up into something that, you know, is detrimental to them. But it's just one thing after another within the African-American community. And
yes,
no way for
I
us
wonder
to
will
that.
We ever get any
justice?
Yes, ever
justice
in life.
Yeah, that is the something.
I don't know.
You have to teach them early. Try to teach them early, but when in one parent situation and you're trying to work and you're trying to do this, that it is very difficult on that parent. But nevertheless, it's that parent's responsibility to teach it to and to keep them together. It's difficult. Sure, you're going to be tired. You're going to be sick. You know, all of this. You have to work in order to take care of your family, and you have to also be their security. I was telling my daughter, I say, the way things are going, I think you have to now. If you can have a type of system put on your house where you can check each room on your phone, you know, make sure to see what's happening at home. On all of this, you know, all of this, you have to. And that costs money to get into, you know. But everything
Absolutely.
You can do to try to secure your home, and it does cost money. And it also digs into your own personal life, too. But it seems like no one.
A lot of it does.
How many are willing to, you know, it's a sacrificial thing to become a parent now. It's a big sacrifice.
You got that right.
It's a big sacrifice. And even then, when you think you've raised them and stuff, and they're, you know. they're there. Another thing I had heard some time ago when it talks about organ donating and donations and things of that nature, it was a program that I saw on television some time ago. It's been a long time. Well, they were talking about how a lot of people are adopting children from these poor countries, these foreign countries, and you adopt a child, you know, around, you know, a certain age, and that's what you want, and you go through, you're going to love them and stuff. And then come to find out they adopt the child because maybe they have a sick child on their hand, and they need to make sure that they need the organs from that child for their own baby. And then that child disappears.
Are you kidding?
That's what I don't want to know anything.
Is that what people are doing?
That's what come a lot of times they will not let you adopt their children now. It's the hardest thing to get a child, what I understand, an adoption, overseas adoption, because this is what a lot of people over here were doing. They need those organs. They need it for their own. They act good. They got the money for it, smile, grin, giggle, whatever, and they adopt the child. You think you're going to a home and all of that, and then that child disappears. Something
wow.
happens. The people disappear, you know. And they
so
take the organs of that
what
child.
You're telling me is that black people are good for something?
We always been that.
No, I'm just, you know, if
we,
that's
hey, we
why
just
they're trying to get us.
Yeah. 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 That's the problem.
That's the problem, huh?
That's
I don't
the
know.
Problem, but I heard that. And I was listening. I remember they made a statement about China. Because they have so many, in other words, they were. If someone is going to die, you need the organ. They just go on and kill them and sell the organs. You know, that's what I heard.
Well, you know, they're
that
over. Isn't that one of the countries that can tell you can't have but one child?
Yeah, that's them. They'll do it. There's so many. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ugly things that's happening. And so that's one big problem. Excuse me. But that's my understanding of what happened. And all the time he's been in jail, Wayne Lee's been in jail all this time, he said, I didn't do it. How many people do we have in jail as African Americans who did not do the crime?
Absolutely.
But because
well,
they sent it on.
They need to write, what's her name? Kim Kardashian? Because supposedly now a lot of people in jail are contacting her. She has thousands and thousands of letters that she gets every day now.
You know, the Attorney General was doing what he was doing. They had a program with the Attorney General where they was going through the DNA and things. That they cleared a lot of people of crimes that they did not, but they were in jail all this time for.
Yeah,
there are innocent people that are in jail for things that they didn't do.
It is just an awful lot. You have to have money to fight those cases.
And
then yeah, they have programs.
Remember this? Is it the governor in Texas? Was he in Texas that said he was going to stop the death penalty?
No, I think that was California.
Was it California when the president got upset with him?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong, but I think it was Cali.
Oh, well, I'm not sure right now, but breaking news, Mueller is finally done with his report. And he's handed it off to the Attorney General.
He didn't find any collusion.
Well, everybody's saying collusion is not a crime. We just want to know, are him and Putin in the same bed?
Yeah, I think collusion is a crime.
Well, they were saying on the View that collusion is not a crime.
You see how they can play with the law and if you got enough money to... Everybody can do
but
it with Bill Cosby.
What he's playing with is the Constitution, because he doesn't know what the Constitution says. And I bet in 2 years he hasn't even bothered to look at it.
Wow, when all those lawyers are fighting for him.
He had over, 37 people that are going to jail?
And they missed him.
Right.
Yeah. And now they're trying to get him to give over his documents and his, you know, money. And he won't do it. He's not going to do it.
No, he's not going to do it.
Yeah,
so,
well, they're going to have to subpoena.
But you know what? There's
That's
so many people backing him because he tells lies all the time. And he's still talking about John McCain. John McCain's been dead for 7 months. He's still talking about that dead man. I don't like him, and I never like him, and I gave him the best funeral and, you know, this, that, and the other. And somewhere I read that he, I guess he was upset with his score in the golfing, and he threw his club down in the bag, and they say somehow or another it jumped up and hit him in the face. And he asked his caddy, he asked the caddy, did you hit me with my club?
Can you believe it?
Well, he has to blame someone. He has to blame someone. But it was somebody in the South said, well, I like John McCain, and, you know, I think he was a good man, but he shouldn't have done what he did. Now,
what did he do?
Said he gave... The president said he gave some documents over to someone, which he said that he had done it before the election. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, before the election. But the truth is, John McCain did hand it over, but he did it after the election. See, he's always talking. And do you know, see, people listen to him. People listen to that man, and he speaks in code. So when he says something, you know, it's going to be a lot of riots if I don't win. That's telling people to riot.
If you don't get it,
so,
yeah.
McCain's family is getting death. They're getting death things now. Yeah. Can you believe that? The man is dead and gone. And people are calling up there to their homes, threatening them. They're getting death threats. And then somebody's talking about Megan. She's on The View.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway, we're talking about... The new, well, not the new, but the Atlanta child murders. And
yeah, it was
we'll
the movie that came out of that, too. They made it a movie some time ago, if I can remember.
Commentary. Yeah.
Maybe a commentary, something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
To talk about it, yeah.
But they're just now bringing it back up, and this was the first that I had heard of it, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a big thing back then.
Yeah, I can understand that. And nobody's doing anything about it. I can understand that. And they still haven't done anything about it. And a lot of the people probably that did it are dead now. So what you gonna do? And then they're still talking about reparations.
Yeah.
And how do you, what you going to do? You going to give every black person in America a dollar?
40 acres and a mule.
That's what I'm talking about. They don't have that many mules. They don't have that many mules. And I don't want one. You can have mine.
Yeah.
If that's all you're going to give me, I'll take the 40 acres, but you can keep that.
You know, can they really, you know what, when you look at it, can they really give you anything, what the slaves and what our community has lost?
I don't see
through?
How they could do that. I really don't.
They can't. What can they give you that will measure up to what has happened and what is continuing
to happen?
Oh,
they're never
going to
be able to do that. And we're already trillions of dollars in debt that we don't even have the money to give anybody anything. And now that he's saying there's an emergency for this wall, he's asking for $8 billion. Now, he wanted 5 from Congress, but they said, no, we'll give you 1. Now he's asking for 8. That's crazy. But, and people are telling him all the time that, you know, the wall is not going to work. The wall is not going to work. But he doesn't listen to people. He only listens to what he says. So, anyway, somebody said if his wife is talking about stop the bullying, why doesn't she get him to stop?
Oh, she feels like we're bullying her, the president?
No, that he's bullying people. He's bullying people. He lies all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, they're in the process of stealing this money from America. You know, they're getting ready to pull off the biggest heist right in front of our eyes. You know, we're already, $22 trillion?
How many trillion dollars
are we in debt? Yeah, so, and now, you know, they're proposing these cuts and, you know, these major cuts to Medicare and Medicaid and the defense budget and, you know, all
these
funds.
They're not going to bother with the defense budget. They're not going to touch that.
Yeah, so, you know, all these funds, they're talking about, you know, putting in an overseas fund, which will have, you know, probably close to, forgot the number, at least maybe $50 billion off into this fund called, I think it's OSHA.
What is that for?
For all these cuts he's proposing. You know, I was listening to it on NBC,
MSNBC.
Yeah, listening to them. And so, you know, they were talking about the budget cuts and that they were proposing. And with that, you know, they were going to put these all those billions of dollars in an overseas, OCE or something. I'll have to listen to it. I recorded it so that I can replay it. And the man says that, you know, these funds would be off the books, you know, and pretty much unaccounted for. Yeah, he said they'd be off the books. It's kind of like, you know, these funds would be put to the side until they, you know, were used for something. But, I mean, they were talking about so many billions of dollars. I mean, it's like, okay, that's the mirrors right there. And when he said that, light bulb went off in my head as to that's the heist right there. That's, they get that approved, then, you know, they're going to bankrupt America, and, you know, they're going to pull, get away.
And they're
going to
put the money in their pockets.
Oh man, that's exactly what they're going to do, and you know, let the pieces fall where they may.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were
all.
Well,
you better believe. I can believe he'd be doing that just in case he loses the election.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a crook. And, you know, they were saying that the way the election is set off, if he was to win a second term, he'd be the first president that, you know, lost the popular vote twice and still won the election. And that
the electoral,
you know. Yeah, he could lose the whole Midwest, but as long as he carried Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Florida, you know, that would give him 273
electoral college
votes. He would still win. So, you know, with his base, you know, and he just went to Ohio, you know, a couple of days ago, and
He's never stopped campaigning. He has never stopped campaigning. So he's been everywhere, and now people are talking about they're going to each state. Even if they're a Democrat, they're not staying out of these red states, you know, because they might be able to change them. But they're trying to get rid of the Electoral College too.
Well,
which would be
you
a
know,
good
the,
thing.
The Electoral College, the way that that was put together was when, you know, during the Civil War, when the North and the South were fighting, and they were putting together the I don't think it was necessarily Civil War. It was the Constitution, and the South wanted to count their slaves, you know, so they could get larger representation.
So much for the
in Congress, and so the North, you know, they, you know, didn't have as many slaves up north, and so they didn't want that. Didn't feel that that would be fair. You know, the slaves weren't going to be able to vote, but they wanted them counted, you know, as people, so that they could get large representation. And so I think that's where the 3/5 of a person came in, you know, as far as slaves in the
3/5.
Yeah, that's all slaves were considered, not even a whole person. So that is how the Electoral College came about. And the representation for the states in the North and the South. So when you go all the way back to it, you know, that institution was built on slavery as well. Well, it definitely had a hand in it.
Yeah.
The black people were the only ethnic group that has been enslaved in America.
Yeah.
The Indians would tolerate it.
What'd
but
you say?
They pushed them off their land.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What, Indians? What, Native Americans?
The Native, Native Americans. They wouldn't tolerate it. They knew the land. And they weren't able, they were not so easy to spot, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, back in the 40s, they, when we were in World War One, they put the Japanese in internment camps.
They did,
you know,
yeah.
When we were, yeah, but they ended up giving them some reparations years later.
Yes, they
based
did.
Based on that, yeah, they gave the Japanese some reparations for that.
They
more
than more.
What you say?
It's not just reparations; it's more than that. What has happened to the African American here in this country? It's more than just a reparation. It's more than that. You know, maybe I'm making too much of a big fuss over it, but it's more than that. Their lives that they have continued to destroy, and the government has turned its back so many times on us. What can they offer you? You know, what is there? You know, lives
well,
lost.
They don't.
Throw you a couple of dollars. Are you kidding?
Well, you know, the thing is this. They don't want black people to be equal to them. They don't want it, and they never will. So, you know, they're going to fight tooth and nail to prevent that from happening. I mean, they're already scared that they aren't reproducing enough and they're going to be a minority, you know, at least by the year 2050, you know.
Yeah.
And they will be.
Sooner than that, through the abortion and through all of that, they have lost a lot of power. You know, the population is not there like it was. The Hispanic ethnic groups are, you know, we crazy as we are, we have some, but we still follow the, you know, whatever's laid out there for us.
Yeah, well, that's what they're afraid of. And so, you know, they aren't going to change any rules or laws that are going to give us an opportunity to be on a level playing field with them. They want to be the boss, and they want to be able to control everybody else. So what they've done throughout the years is they've created conflict among us, you know, and also with mass incarceration, you know, by breaking up the
family. Let's not teach them to read by all means.
Well, I
so
mean, they might
read.
Well, they might read, you know, and learn, that a lot of the stuff that they've been teaching them, you know, out of the Bible, has been to control them. I mean, you know, they took our religion and gave us, you know, Christianity, you know, and thou shalt love thy enemy, you know, and all those things that were written in there so that the slaves would love their masters. And so they would rebel.
Well, some of them did.
They did.
To the point where they would tell on their the other black folks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's still some black churches around with pictures of white Jesus in them. I saw one off of Livernois Retirement one day. I'd gone into a church and I couldn't believe it. They had a picture, you know, this is a black church, you know, on the west side, and they had a picture of white Jesus in the pulpit. So, you know, if you think,
well, that's the image that they have gave us, and that's the one that we have stuck with for years.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
Barbara,
so, you know,
my friend from Gary, her mother ended up going to a church in Chicago, and they had a black Jesus. And God is a spirit. You know, you can't take a picture of a spirit. So he said, don't make any graven images or anything, and that's all we do. We got crosses and little baby Jesuses and all of that stuff. So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, so it's been systems put in place to keep us down and keep us fighting amongst ourselves. And
absolutely. And you know what? We fall for it.
Oh, man.
That's the problem.
We drink
the
Kool-Aid every time.
That is the problem. I said that is the problem right there. If our kind of coming after each other like we do, that's the big problem.
Oh, I mean,
although,
you know, they can... No, go ahead.
I was listening to a program, was it today or yesterday, where they were talking about the Boston Massacre. You know, we say that, what's his name, Christopher Addis was the first one, black man, to die.
The first
American
one
Revolution.
That died, yes.
Now
right.
They have figured it out through their little tests and all of this and stuff to say that it couldn't have been him. He must have, somebody hit the bullet that hit him must have went through somebody else first.
Oh,
I
was
looking at it. Oh, I love it. I say anything. Anything.
Any credit.
They were going to, you know, the testing there with the muskets and the two, and they would come like this way, and they can't hit his body this way and that way. They talked about how the soldiers, what's the name, John Adams defended the soldiers and stuff, but the way it was hit, it seemed like one of the bullets that hit him went to somebody else first, so that person died before he did. No, that's not,
yeah,
you
right.
Know.
Anything.
You know, we figured this out.
I was going to write a book.
It wasn't the first one to die in the American Revolution. Anything,
yeah.
to diminish our experience here and as being a part of this country. Anything. I said, you know what?
I'm going to write a book and put Christopher Addicks in there.
Oh, yeah.
No.
He was like a drunk and all this. Oh, they got it going. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that they're working on right now is the image of, you know, all these feminine black men, you know, and trying to, you know, sissify all these black men, you know. So one of the things I've heard is, you know, you got all these gay men running around, they, you know, they not producing any soldiers, you know, that can help fight the battle for, you know, the black community.
Oh, they're
know,
not producing
so,
soldiers, huh?
No, they ain't producing no kids, you know. So,
well, some woman who claims she's a man now still having babies.
I don't know about that one. They come to get what?
Ours. Our children.
Oh.
Who are in the
same. Yeah.
show.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole system is rigged. I mean, you know, from the top to the bottom. I was just reading an article, you know, the other day about property in Detroit, you know, through the county and how they had a system set up where you should be able to redeem your property, but not even change the rules. And so they've got
changing the rules.
Oh, man, in the middle of the game, you know, what you used to be able to do, you can't do no more. But, you know, you didn't know that you couldn't do it anymore. So they didn't change the rules. So, you know.
So many times you think you got something to find out. They changed the rules.
But you're not supposed to be able to change the Constitution, though. It's
they want to rewrite the commission wants to rewrite the charter again. You know, that's been proposed, I guess, through Duggan or the charter commission. I mean, and all that is to add some more tricks. But, you know, people been losing their properties that's been in their family for years for $5,000 in taxes. And then, you know, they're supposed to pull the property and, you know, have a program in place where you're able to redeem the property. But, you know, I read about a family who had a four-family flat. The lady and her husband let their son stay there with a couple of their son's friends, and, you know, they owed some taxes, and they were late paying them. So when they went to FAM, you know, they said, well, you know, your house has been, you know, is in foreclosure, and, you know, we've already pulled the property. So, you know, they're okay, what do we need to do to get this back? You know, but in... Then it's two tracks, track A, track B. You know, one, you know, track B, the investor has to spend $25,000 in renovations on the home and all that. But long story short, on this one property, you know, I think they lost it for $5,000, and it's down by – it's on Seward, you know, so that's down midtown. And so I'm sure the property is worth well over $250,000, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, wow.
This one investor group is out of this man stays in Grosse Pointe, and his neighbor wrote the rules for the charter. I mean, the man's neighbor, this investor's neighbor in Grosse Pointe, wrote the rules that the land bank uses to take these properties. So his neighbor, Oh, of course they accepted it. I mean, I'm sure they hired them to do it, you know. But So the plan. So the story is, this investor bought 40 properties for $250,000. Sold 19 of them and made $1.8 million, and still, you know, got 21 on the books that, you know, that he hasn't even sold. And I think out of that, I think maybe two or three families were able to retain their properties, you know, get their properties back. So, I mean, it's rigged, and it's a big gimmick. You know, they're taking people's houses and in the city, you know, for pennies on the dollars. And, you know, and then tricking you, you know, the poly tricksters, you know, politicians, poly tricksters, to where you can't even get your property back. And so, you know, I've gone ahead to go pay county taxes, you know, because I got a letter for a principal resident exemption, which means if you own a property in the city and, you know, it's your primary resident, but you move or you change your address, then the exemptions that you were getting on that property, now you owe taxes on. And so they can only charge you 3 years. So, you know, they done went back to charging 3 years with interest. And then, you know, on the letter, it says one thing: if you don't pay by this date, your property will be forfeited, go through, you know, this, that. But then when you go down there, when you talk to the people, they, you know, they're telling you a whole different story than what's on the paper, you know. So it's like, okay, what do I believe, the paper that I'm looking at or what you telling me? And you act like you really don't know what you're talking about. You know, I saw Joanne Watson down there in the line paying taxes. I've seen a couple people, you know, because I guess they know the county's not playing. And, you know, You better pay the taxes or you're going to mess around. You're going to be paying rent staying in the same house as somebody who done bought your house from up under.
Wow. They had a land bank meeting the other day at Farwell, too.
Wow.
But I
should have been there.
To church. I had to go to church.
You should have been at that. You should have been at that meeting. Church.
You're probably right.
Yeah, you should have been at that meeting. You know. Yeah, because you know it's smoke and mirrors. And if you know. Yeah, you should have been at that land bank meeting to see what they were talking about, so you could go back and tell the people at church.
Now you're right about that.
Right. So you
could
go to church and tell the people what happened. Because y'all don't know because everybody in church don't know what they were talking about.
You are so right.
I mean, you know, they throw something else up there to distract you. Talk about R. Kelly and Michael Jackson. You know, y'all think about this while we over here plotting on this.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, well, they said they were thinking that they were all of these organizations were going to take Michael Jordan's pictures out and his statues.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, and they said no, they're not doing it. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys for holding it down. I really do. We have gone over 7 minutes.
Oh, excuse me.
Conversation about the child murders. And then, of course, we always talk about other things as well that are important. But I appreciate you guys. I appreciate those that called and didn't say anything. You just listened. Hopefully you got something out of the conversation. So the last thing that I'd like to leave you guys with is that not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path, and you have to remember that. So as of now, I want you to have a good evening, rest of your evening, and have a great weekend. And remember, Let's Talk About It with Jenny White will be on next Friday at 8 p.m. I'd like to see you there. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.